Yesterday on Tech Tuesday, we talked about Cell C shutting down its own physical network and moving over to MTN infrastructure. This is part of a massive turnaround plans amidst even more massive losses for the mobile operator. Cell C feels that we didn't give them a fair enough shake in this. So Zaf Mohammed is the Chief Financial Officer of Cell C. He joins me now. Morning, Zaf. How are you doing?
Morning, Lester. Good morning to you and your listeners.
Very good. What is the clarity for particularly Cell C customers at the moment regarding your network?
I think the first one is that we've got a deliberate strategy in place to leapfrog how mobile network operators traditionally think about networks. Mm. And I think, you know, a lot has been said about the demise of Cell C or the massive losses that we're making. But I think that when Douglas and I took over the business in May of last year, we took a decision to, and I think the word demise is, you know, perhaps used a bit too strongly, that we're going to shut down our network, which is not correct.
So what is actually the plan? You are, in fact, just, we mentioned yesterday that you would be leasing your infrastructure.
So I think there's three things to understand. The first one is the operational turnaround, and I think that's been covered in a lot of detail. The second one is a transition period that starts on 1 January of next year and moves over the next 3 years as we switch off our towers and switch on MTN's towers. But we'll still remain a mobile network operator. All that happens is that our network that you would see as a radio access network for a customer, when they look up, they see a tower. Those towers are leased in any event, and we're not in the business of putting more capex in the ground. That's not our strategy. We think that there's four infrastructure players in South Africa. That's just too many. Maximum you need is two. So for us, we want to buy infrastructure, not build infrastructure.
So how then is the industry changing, especially as more operators come on board, more service providers, and also more subcontracting sort of service providers that provide either maintenance or infrastructure or either data and analytics to particularly mobile operating companies? How does the actual the overall mobile operating infrastructure then work?
So I think you've got, like in our case, we sold our towers about 8 years ago. So we don't own any. We own, I think, 192 towers, you know, out of 6,000 that we lease. So the industry has already moved on from owning towers. It's very, very difficult to, for example, now build a new tower. You've got to find the property. You've got to sign the lease agreement. So that's not where we want to be. Mm. We used to spend 2.5 to 3 billion rand of capex. For the first 6 months of this year, we spent 109 million. So it talks to cash preservation. And I think from a technology perspective, I think it's excellent for the customer, all of these changes in the industry.
We spoke yesterday about Cell C, and you know there were grand plans, and there was content on demand services, there were streaming services, there was lots of added value added services that have been provided initially, hoping to catch on. That necessarily did not achieve its goal. So are you returning to your core function, your core business of providing a reliable, not only mobile, but also data network for your customers?
Lester, that's absolutely correct. I mean, you couldn't have said it better. I think for us, we want to focus on the customer. That was our core business before, and that needs to be our core business going forward. I think there's a lot of value to be had for the customer in this changing environment. We wanted to make sure we had a national footprint, which is what we got now with MTN. We've got the technology so that when you are a customer of Cell C, you wouldn't know you're on MTN's network. It still says Cell C on your phone. And I think that technology is really important. So for us, absolutely, the customer is going to benefit from this.
How has the customer data usage or the usage of one cell phone changed over the last few years? Many packages within the last few years or prior to the last few years had focused on call minutes and free SMSs. The customer profile has changed where data is premium, where people don't necessarily even use free minutes, call minutes anymore, and everything is sort of related around internet data. Are cell phone companies looking at that, saying the profile of our customer is changing? Look, there's something of about 91 million is some of the packages I'm seeing. The total mobile voice subscriptions is currently at 91 million in South Africa. That's more than there are people in South Africa. So are we seeing that more people are wanting to change to data packages instead of voice and SMS?
Well, we see a growth in both. For example, through COVID-19, we had a 25% increase in data volumes and an 18% increase in voice minutes. So it tells you that there's a real demand. But for sure, data is outstripping voice minutes. And people still want to talk to each other, Lester. Mm.
So how do they make it cheaper? There's this ongoing discussion regarding with the Minister of Communication with regarding interest groups saying that data needs to be made more inexpensive for particularly working class people in terms of making that ease of connection a whole lot more simpler. How is Cell C trying to do that?
Well, I think that there's two things. The first one is obviously making spectrum available, and you would have seen the ITA come out that closes at the end of December. So I think that's a great move, and that's beneficial for the industry. The second one is, if you think of it as the highway between Johannesburg and Cape Town, there's four highways. Each of the mobile networks have a highway each. When the reality is that you need not more than two highways with a lot of lanes. Mm. And I think that's kind of where the industry needs to go and take a long, hard look at itself to see where the cost that we can take out and how do we pass that on to the consumer.
Mm. Zaf Mohammed is the CFO of Cell C. Thanks so much for joining us on Breakfast.